Welcome to today's interview here on Brighton.com. I'm Mike Adams, and today we have a very special guest. Kevin Fretz joins us from PatriotGreenProducts.com, which is a very interesting company. Check out these microgreens here on the table that I've got for you right here. These are growing in the compost, well, the compost tea that Kevin's company puts together, PatriotGreenProducts.com. And this is made, you have a lot of different composts and different things you're going to demonstrate for us here today. Sure. This is made from, as I understand it, the Lost Pines pine trees from the 2011 fires here in Central Texas. Is that
correct.
Right?
Yes, that's correct.
So welcome to the show, by the way.
First of all, thank you for having me. I'm really honored to be here, Mike. It's a pleasure. I've been following you for many, many years.
Well, it's great to have you on.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, let me get this a little closer to you. So just as background, so you reached out to me, I don't know, 6 months ago or something. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about how you have this compost product. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've even told people that compost is like black gold.
Yes, it can be.
It can be, because you can grow food in it. And right now, more than ever, everybody wants to grow food. So tell us about your company and what you have.
Yeah, so thank you. The company is as a result of about 30 years of work. I began this journey back in the early 90s, believe it or not, in Canada. Up in Vancouver, worked for a waste and recycling company, which was a Houston, Texas-based company, which was BFI. I worked with them on the very first commercial collection of organic materials to be converted into compost. And then in 93, I came to California with the same company, worked for them for a year. They ended their program and I founded my own research and development company because I was concerned about hazardous materials finding their way into the compost.
Which definitely happens.
Absolutely.
We've seen that.
Absolutely. I mean, I followed your movie.
Biosludged.
Biosludged. Yeah, that was an eye-opener. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, I because I worked on the inside with the waste management industry, I saw the hazardous materials that find their way into the waste stream.
Right.
And knew that there needed to be a higher standard for the materials. So I sought to create higher standards to protect our communities and our farms. So that's why we ended up evolving to this.
So your company, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, PatriotGreenProducts.com, you currently supply large volumes of clean, green, organic compost to sort of commercial clients.
Sure, exactly.
Right? Governments
cities,
hotels.
Cities, hotel, casinos.
Parks,
yes, absolutely.
And that's all over the country right now.
Yep, from California to Florida.
Yep. Wow.
Right now, yep.
And the advantage of your product is that, again, it comes from, I mean, I would maybe call it wildcrafted compost. So it's not made from people's backyards, grass clippings that are sprayed with pesticides.
Right, exactly. And the particular compost we have here in Texas is very special because it's from the Lost Pines fire, which were pine trees that were removed many, many years ago, brought to Leander where they were processed into compost. And of course they also have biochar, which I brought a sample of that to talk about today.
Oh yeah, I want to see the biochar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, can we show a sample of your compost from the Lost Pines trees,
Absolutely.
By the way?
There's some here.
Okay.
You're welcome to open the bag.
Yeah, I want to open it up. I want to play with it.
Dark, beautiful stuff.
So this, we're gonna have compost all over the place by the time we're done here today. But I don't know if you can see this, guys. This is a really rich, this is kind of a fine grind compost here. It's mostly from tree bark.
Yeah,
right.
It's from the tree, the cellulose in the trees,
and then all the microbes that have worked on this over all the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is amazing stuff. Now, I do want to disclose, you've given me some of this so that I could play with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the extent of like, you're not paying me for this interview, but you've given me some of your compost, which I appreciate. Thank you.
Yeah, happy to.
But this is not a sponsored spot, folks. This is, I'm bringing in Kevin and his company because right now everybody wants to grow food and I like to help people grow clean food. So this is amazing. Can I smell it?
Absolutely. Okay? Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh man.
Isn't that beautiful?
It smells like a forest floor. Oh, it smells like a forest floor. Exactly.
Yeah, it really does.
Because that's where it came from. Well, this is amazing. So now, do you offer this, as I understand it, then to end user customers now?
Sure. Yeah. We, you know, we're a wholesale business primarily that deals with commercial companies, but now we're reaching out to help the consumers.
Great.
Because we know that people need to grow food. And we want them to grow food in something that we know is clean. And this is very, very clean material. So we have it available in super sacks. So they would come on a pallet, a 1 cubic yard super sack. This material has biochar blended in with it, and it also has microbes inoculated into it, beneficial microbes. So it's very, very high quality.
And then you have different kinds of sizes that people can buy on your website?
Yep. There's so we have different mixes. This would be something that you would blend in with your existing soil. We have materials that you can put on top of the soil. We have materials that you can plant directly into as well. We have materials that you can actually make a liquid extract from, or a tea, which is a fertilizer.
I wanted to ask you about that. So we'll go to that later, but you actually have a tea making contraption here.
Absolutely.
And are you offering that on your website
too?
Yes, we
are. Uh-huh. Yep. You can buy these on your website, on our website. And we have commercial versions of this from 30 gallons all the way up to 1500 gallons for farmers.
Wow.
So, and it's becoming a big thing now with farms. They're wanting to use this.
So they put the material into the container, in this case, a 5 gallon bucket. And then I see you have an air pump, a little aerator, and it just kind of aerates. Go ahead and tell us how this works.
I'll explain to you how it works. So you would take this mix. This mix has been tested for heavy metals. It's been tested for biology and soil food web testing to make sure it has the proper microbes in it. So you remove this. This would come as a package. So you remove this from the bag. You put it in the mesh bag.
Okay. So you're putting it in a mesh bag, and then you're immersing it in water in the bucket?
Yes. And so this is an oxygen stone that goes into the bucket. So it just sits in the bucket in the bottom.
Okay. Oxygen stone. I'm going to repeat what you're saying so the audience can hear it.
Sure.
So you attach the aerator.
Stone. Yes.
Okay.
So that the idea is that we want to aerate the water, because what you're doing is we're removing the microbes from the compost into the solution. They need oxygen
just like we do.
And if you don't give them oxygen, then you start growing anaerobic bacteria.
Which is nasty.
Which are bad.
Muck.
Right. It's alcohol.
Oh, great.
Your plants won't like it though.
Yeah, right. So you run the aerator. I mean, you put the compost tea material in the bag. You put the bag in there. You fill it with water. You run the aerator. And then for how long do you run that to get your compost tea?
48 hours generally.
Oh.
For 2 days. So you would run it. You put the lid on. There's a little hook on the lid that we put in here for you. You immerse this into the hook. It will go down inside the bucket. So you let it run for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And then you open up your spout and you fill up a spray bottle, or you can just pour it directly into the soil. So it can be used as a foliar or put in the soil.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. So then by the time you do this, I mean, how big of an area does it treat with the compost tea? Or can you make another batch out of the same compost? I imagine you can make a few batches, right?
You can. Actually, this 5 gallon pail, we can supply you a pail, or you can use your own pail. But with the amount of material we send you, you can treat 1 acre of land.
An acre?
An acre, yep.
Wow.
Yep, 20 gallons to an acre.
So then a lot of people may have, I don't know, like a farm ATV or a side-by-side, and they can haul a little sprayer behind them?
Yep, absolutely.
Load it into the sprayer?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I see. Spray it on the crops.
Yep. Yeah, for people that have ranches and farms, we would recommend go to our website and check out our more commercial brewers. We have one that's probably our smallest commercial brewer, which is a 30-gallon brewer.
Now, let's talk about benefits, though. Once you treat this, because you're spraying living microbes onto the crops,
correct.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Not just the nitrogen and the, the fertilizer elements that are in here. I understand that makes plants more drought resistant, among other things. What are some of the other benefits?
Disease suppression. We can't say it's a pesticide for obvious reasons, because it's not.
Yeah.
But when you're spraying the soil or your foliar spraying with these microbes, they are antagonistic against disease-causing organisms. So they actually compete with, and they'll kill and eat the disease-causing organisms. So very beneficial. So the work that we've done here is all soil food web based. I studied agronomic chemistry many, many years ago. Had to understand how agriculture worked. I was raised on a farm, small farm. And I met Dr. Elaine Ingham while I was lecturing in Las Vegas, and she introduced me to the soil food web.
Ah, you have a chart on that,
yeah.
Let's show that. All right, so Kevin, now we have the food web chart set up here. Do you want to kind of walk us through some of that?
Absolutely. So as you know, through photosynthesis, what happens? The sun, through the sun's energy, The leaves bring in the sun's energy, and most of that energy is put below ground, and plants produce exudates. So carbohydrates go into the ground to feed the food web that lives below ground. So bacteria, fungi, protozoa, nematodes, beneficial nematodes, microarthropods, all of those living systems below ground allow things above ground to live and operate.
Yeah.
This also sequesters carbon below ground as well, which helps with reducing water use and also prevents runoff.
Okay, so for right now, there's a big push in the food science industry to say that we need genetically modified organisms, GMOs, to have drought resistance. But what you're saying is there's a totally more holistic natural approach, which is nutrition for the soils, essentially.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, think about our forests, our plains areas, our natural systems. They manage things perfectly well.
Yeah.
They don't pollute our groundwater, our rivers, and they make life above ground very healthy. So we're mimicking nature, but with good science.
All right, so Kevin, the soil food web, I want you to narrate this. Mm. You're talking about solar energy goes through the plants, plus nutrients goes into this organic matter here.
Yes.
And then all the fungi, bacteria, what are these, primary consumers of the nutrients?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then,
and it goes down different levels. But basically, in a nutshell, the plant life that's above ground is designed to feed the organisms below ground.
Right.
And in turn, they provide food to the plants. So it's a circle.
So one of the key elements in this flow is that the nutrients are then released by all these organisms. They're released back into the plant roots to make the plants healthy.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. And then you'll have in root systems a fungi called mycorrhiza fungi, which will attach to the root system, and it will expand through the soils to find water and nutrients and minerals that the plant needs in exchange with what the plant provides the fungi and the bacteria, which are the carbohydrates that are produced through photosynthesis. So it's a closed loop system. It's how God created nature. It's how it works.
So yeah, the energy comes in from the sun.
Yes.
And then every different organism uses that through chemistry.
Absolutely.
Now then, in traditional agriculture, when they poison this system, mm-hmm. they put pesticides and herbicides, they disturb mm-hmm. the microbiology, right? They use GMOs. They kill this whole food web here.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And then the plants suffer.
Yes, absolutely. They do. So through my career, I had to go back and study why we actually started using chemicals post-World War II. And there were benefits in the beginning, and they didn't really understand the consequences long-term of what would happen by using them. But
right.
they did know that we would get 3 to 5 times more yield off the same piece of land.
At first.
So farmers, it was a really good thing in the beginning because they felt we could feed the world. Unfortunately, it also destroys soil structure. And when you destroy soil structure, you reduce the soil's ability to hold water and percolate water properly and retain water. So what happens is that technology has allowed us to pollute our rivers, our groundwater, our ocean. And so this system that we have now, and we have 40 years of science to back it up, it actually mimics nature so that we can control all of those things.
All right, so this is all really fascinating, Kevin. I want you to walk us through then some of what your company offers, but tell us what was the medium in which you grew this?
The engineered medium that we make in part has our compost in it, but we add other things to it.
Uh-huh.
So we have minerals in there. We'll have a little bit of peat moss mixed in with it as well. But one of the main ingredients is the pine material, which has biochar in it. Works very well.
And then are these broccoli?
Yes, those are broccoli.
Oh, wow. So you're growing all kinds of sulforaphane, indole-3 carbonyl. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good stuff.
Very healthy stuff.
Wow. I've been talking about this, to fight dioxin
absolutely.
Contamination.
Yes.
So you mind if I
go ahead.
Eat some of these?
Good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
These are going to be strong. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very good stuff. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm going to munch away over here.
We put a kit together for homeowners. So when you receive your kit, you'll have the mix that you need in the kit. You have the seeds and instructions. So you open the box, you open the bag, put your soil in, your soil mix, plant your seeds in water, and you're ready to go. 9 days later, you'll have this.
So, wow.
Yeah.
And what do you recommend for people to prevent any kind of mold? Sometimes sprouting operations can get mold. Do you treat the water with anything?
No, we really haven't had an issue with molds. As I mentioned with the tea, I would recommend they use compost tea. Uh-huh. And if you spray them, it's going to control molds as well.
Excellent.
So we found that we can control snow mold in grape vines.
Really?
Yeah, with compost tea. So
wow.
It's really an amazing product.
Wow. It's kind of like probiotics
it
for
is.
Plants.
It's probiotics. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Okay. So you have show us, you have some other products that you brought, and I want to give people an overall idea of what you offer. I know you have different kind of grinds of the compost, but kind of walk us through that.
So this is another product for a homeowner. We use this with cities to top dress your lawns with. This allows you to have a very healthy stand of grass and use 50 to 60% less water.
Here, let me put it on where people can see this. Okay, this is called Seed Topper. There, can you see that?
Right.
Seed Topper.
Yes, so that has biochar in it. So what we recommend is that if you're a homeowner, you core aerify your lawn, overseed it, and then top dress it with that, and then treat it with tea.
So talk to us about the biochar here, because
You've
mentioned it a few times.
Yeah, learned about biochar about 12 years ago. Scientists were in South America in the Amazon and doing digs, trying to find out where the villages were. And they came across areas where the soil appeared to be very dark and rich. Hmm. And in some cases, 8 feet deep. Rich.
Wow.
And they didn't understand, you know, what was going on. So they took samples, brought them back to the United States to universities, and discovered that the natives, thousands of years ago, were using a type of charcoal in soil. So this has evolved to a point where it's doing a lot of benefits, or creating a lot of benefits for our country. It's managing waste. And how they make this now is you can take a woody biomass material and put it in a chamber, which is zero oxygen, mm-hmm. pressurized, mm-hmm. and it's exposed to a process called pyrolysis, uh-huh. where it's cooked at very high temperatures. It doesn't burn, but what it does is it creates synthetic gas.
Mm-hmm.
The gas is scrubbed to produce clean electricity, and the byproduct is biochar. Now, this material has a great surface area.
Yes.
A teaspoon of biochar has a surface area of a football field. If you can imagine that.
And this is called adsorption, correct?
Yes, yes. And it increases cation exchange capacity too. So nutrient exchangeability with your plants, it helps with that. It retains water as well. And this creates permanent structure in the soil.
Uh-huh.
So they found this material in soils that were treated 3,000 years ago. So it resists decomposition.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very beneficial.
Can it also lock up certain pesticide and herbicide molecules?
It can hold on to heavy metals so they don't.
Oh, and heavy metals.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, we know there are heavy metals in all soils at some level because, we live on a planet where there's been a lot of pollution that's been falling out of the sky. But what you're saying is those heavy metals can be locked up into the biochar, thereby depriving those metals from the plant roots.
Exactly. Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of remediation, but you're not taking mm-hmm. the metals out of the soil.
Right.
Did you see about Hershey's announcing their chocolate bars?
I did.
They say they're going to remove the lead from their chocolate, which there's actually no way to remove lead from chocolate. You would have to do something like this to treat all the cacao fields.
Exactly.
To reduce lead.
Yeah, there are enormous benefits that we're finding with this. We've had extensive university studies on it. It really does work well. It's very beneficial for farmers, especially farmers in areas that are having issues with droughts.
Oh, yes.
So permanent conditioning of soil. So when you have better soil structure, you have better water percolation.
Oh, yeah.
And when you have something in the ground that hangs on to the nutrients, that means reducing fertilizer needs.
Well, this is really exciting. I haven't yet used your biochar. I'm starting to use some of your compost. I want to add this to it and play with that too. But this is something that people there who are watching, they could add this to any garden.
They could.
Anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We recommend, though, when you use biochar, that you charge it with microbes.
Okay.
So you make a tea. So you'd make a tea with our tea mix, and then you would charge it, meaning you would spray it in and mix it in to allow the microbes to populate it.
I see.
First.
I see.
Under a microscope, you would find this very interesting. We're basically creating mini condominiums for the microbes to live in.
I see.
Right. So when they're in there, then you have a protozoa that's coming around to eat them. They're hiding inside their little cave, right? Just like a
these
coral
are
reef,
saying
really.
These are like survival bunkers
exactly.
The beneficial bacteria. Probiotics, refuge bunkers.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds awesome. And then how much of this do you put on, after you mix it with the microbes?
5% by volume of whatever you're mixing it into.
Oh.
Yep. That's not a lot.
It's more than I was thinking.
Really?
Yeah, 5%. Yeah.
Some people do 10. I recommend 5%.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does work well, though.
Wow.
It does. So if you're putting in, like, as an example, in an athletic field, a school, or what have you, when you put organic matter in the ground, just pure organic matter, it will decompose over time and go away.
Uh-huh.
This will never decompose.
Wow. So it's truly an asset that stays with the land for
Absolutely.
As long as you're there.
It surely does, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Okay, wow. All right. So, and you offer this in different sizes, because this is kind of a small package here.
Yeah, these are just sample packages.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We do offer this in bulk sacks, 1 cubic yard bulk sacks, and coming soon will be 2 cubic foot bags.
Oh.
It will be available in as well.
Does it make more? Because I know shipping is a lot on
it is,
through
yeah.
any kind of shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Can people order enough to where they could get a pallet and get commercial shipping by the pallet, which is probably more cost effective?
They can. Yeah, we're set up to do that.
Okay.
We do have distributors in around Austin area as well. If some of your listeners are in the Austin area,
uh-huh.
We have a distributor in Leander,
mm-hmm.
Which is Enchanted Rock and Stone. And then we have Geo Growers in Dripping Springs also that's carrying our products.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's just around Central Texas.
Right.
On your website, does it list? Like, what if people are outside?
It does list. We've put affiliates on our website.
Okay.
So you can click on and you can actually go into their websites and we have all of their products available for them as well.
Okay. What if someone watching maybe runs, a landscape supply company in another mm-hmm. state and they want to carry your product? Can they become... retailers for you, a distributor?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we encourage that. We want people to reach out to us because we'd like for landscapers to become more regenerative.
Uh-huh.
because these are all regenerative products and they're non-toxic.
Right.
Especially if you're working in schools and parks, we don't want the kids being exposed to the pesticides and herbicides. There's no need for
it
anymore.
And the bio sludge,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing our audience is very well informed, very sophisticated, but they know that if you go out and buy a lot of the so-called compost products from, mm-hmm. From the hardware stores, it's recycled sewage. It's human sewage.
It's
like
terrible.
Here in Texas, we have something called Dillo Dirt.
Right.
Dillo Dirt is human sewage with a cute armadillo logo on it. You're buying a bag of crap. Like literally.
Yeah, it literally is. And I mean, honestly, Mike, this is the reason why I actually got into this business originally was because on my family farm, I was poisoned by sewage sludge.
Oh, really?
And almost died.
No
at
kidding.
At 17 and then had years and years of neurological disorders.
Wow.
So I chose a career path that I would be able to get involved with an industry that combats pollution.
Yeah.
So that's why I studied waste management and then took it to the next level with soil science and composting.
Are you seeing... a lot of increase of interest in people who want to grow their own food now because of, we had the food supply chain collapse of the last couple of years, and now we have food inflation.
Yes.
Where this stuff, it's no longer just a hobby or an expensive hobby.
Right.
This is kind of an investment in your own, sustenance.
You're absolutely right. Yep. We just had meetings with our church recently, and we're talking about getting all of our members involved at the church, and, there's several thousand to get involved and start growing their own food. Because, people that are aware, like we are aware that there's problems on the horizon more than likely.
Yeah, and, problems here now too. Yeah.
Exactly. So we need to be prepared. And that's what this is all about, is getting people prepared so they can grow food at home.
All right, let me ask you this question. And mm-hmm. I have the same question. Taking your compost,
mm-hmm.
what do I need to add to that in order to grow plants in it?
Depends what you want to grow in it. So
okay, let's say potatoes.
You need to mix it with some native soil. So you're going to mix it by 30% by volume with native soil.
Oh, really?
Yep. So obviously you would test your native soil because you want to know what's in it. But yeah, you need sand, silt, clay, and organic matter. That's what you need to make it work. And then I would recommend using tea after you do it. But yeah, that would work just fine.
What about something like kale, just veggies?
I would say that you're going to use a soilless mix, okay, like a peat moss mix with some perlite in it and our product. We can provide all of the recipes as well.
And oh, really?
We'll have those available for people.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, can you let me know? Because the next thing I want to do is is grow kale in your mix. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I have the non-circulating hydroponic system.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I grow kale very successfully in
there. Okay. All right.
That's just gangbusters.
Sure.
I want to see if I can grow kale in yours. And the thing that I can't grow in my suspended net pot hydroponic system, I can't grow potatoes, carrots, beets, you know, root vegetables, right?
Okay, sure.
So I want to use your mix to grow root vegetables.
Okay, yeah, we can help you with that, absolutely.
Okay, I definitely want to do that. Potatoes.
Potatoes, yes.
Yeah, we got to be potato gardeners.
Yes, potatoes are really, really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make it through.
Yep.
No, everything.
Totally with you on all of that.
So have you shown us everything you have? You have more, more interesting stuff.
Another product here. This is like a bark replacing product. We call it C6 pack mulch. C6 is, you know, C6.
Carbon 6?
Yes, carbon 6. So this is also derived of the same material as all of these other products. So this is the parent material.
Uh-huh.
So this goes on top of the soil. You can put it on top of rows for row crops, you know, for side dressing in your row crops, but in around your flower beds. So this, as it decomposes, feeds your plants.
Uh-huh.
So, and it smells beautiful. It's nice and dark. It'll make the green really pop in your flower beds. So yeah,
absolutely.
We have that as well. Yep.
Wow. Okay. So are you hearing from customers who are able to move away from a more chemical-based agricultural system, like having success with your products, of being able to reduce chemicals or eliminate them completely?
Absolutely. Yep.
Tell us about one.
Yeah. So we work with farms all over the country. One in particular is in California. We work with, which has 27 acres under greenhouse. He's a Japanese grower. Worked with him for a long, long time. He's been consistently moving away from using chemicals. He doesn't use pesticides anymore. So he's transitioning away from it.
Does he use the foliar spray?
He does. He uses a foliar spray. Yes, he does. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So he uses that. He's been using our compost. He uses worm castings. Worm castings are something I would highly recommend. It's something that we're going to be offering really soon.
Right.
That's something coming soon. But yeah, I mean, when you're supporting a healthy food web below ground, they're going to provide the nutrients the plants need. So you are able to start reducing the chemical needs over time. So
the idea
is saving them money too. You know, we want to help our farmers.
Yeah, this doesn't have to cost extra. It can actually cost less.
Exactly.
Because it's also improving yields. Let me ask you this, though, about the tea-making material.
Sure.
So those are living microbes.
Yes.
So there must be a shelf life. Like, you got to get them into water in some period of time.
You have to get them in. You have to apply it after 48 hours. You can't leave
them. Well, before you put it in there, just getting the bag?
No, they're pretty good.
What's the shelf life of that?
The shelf life, they have a good shelf life, actually. They
like
live in the compost, I mean, as an example, the compost we have in Leander, that's been there for, 11 years now?
Yeah.
And it's very, very
healthy. But
it's
getting water, you know.
It's getting water. We actually inoculate it, but it does. Huh. They live in there. They have their own communities inside that organic matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll live there for years and years. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like a whole real estate development.
It really is.
Under that mountain pile of
trees. They need oxygen and they need water. Just like we do.
So when you ship them to people, are the bags, do they have little holes in them for oxygen?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when someone gets it, they should just make sure they don't leave it out in the sun to dry out.
Yeah,
or
I would recommend not leaving it in the sun. Yeah.
Okay.
Put it in a dry, cool place, and maybe in the garage, something
I see.
Like that. Yeah.
But it could last a year or two or a couple years?
As long as it's not being exposed to the sun, because the bag generally would probably break down.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could last.
Okay,
really
well, that's cool.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of like wine. The older it gets, the better it is.
And can people make a pit and put the compost in the pit and just kind of maybe add kitchen scraps to it and add some water, keep it going?
You could do that, yeah. The microbes that are in the compost will actually eat the kitchen scraps.
Yeah.
You could do that. We're actually going to be offering, coming soon as well, is an at-home, under-the-counter cooker dehydrator, which allows you to take all your food waste, You throw it in there, you close the lid, hit a button, and open it up the next morning, and you've got something that resembles compost. It's obviously, you know, high in nutrients because it was food.
Yeah.
And you can blend it with your compost or feed it to worms. Yeah. So you make your own fertilizer at home.
I think this was featured on the Jetsons. Wasn't this called a food arachocycle?
I think it probably was.
Yeah. I think it was.
We should bring that one
the
back.
The food arachocycle. So you take your banana peels and your onion skin, you put it in there, you hit a button, and it chars them and dries them.
It just cooks them and dehydrates them, and it grinds it all up. So it comes out.
Oh, and it grinds
it? It grinds it as well.
No way.
It comes out looking like compost.
That's crazy.
Some of the companies have been calling it compost, but I've had to tell them this isn't compost because it's not biologically active. It's sterilized.
It's sterilized. It got cooked.
But it's, you know, nutritionally dense. And so when you mix it with your compost, it's just providing nutrition to your compost, to your microbes.
Yeah. Okay, I want to find out about that.
Yeah,
that
you can make your own fertilizer at home.
All right, food arachocycle 2.0
we'll get
coming.
One for you, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, very cool. All right, so where do people start with all of this? Let's say that, you know, it's springtime here in the Northern Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. It's April. It might be a little late to start in where we are in Texas for some people, but in different parts of the country, it's a great time to start.
Sure.
What should people be doing to keep it simple with home gardening, you know?
Well, I think that they should be getting their seeds ready.
Yeah.
I think that they should be buying seeds and seed trays and getting their seeds started in preparation for moving it into their gardens.
So thanks for bringing that up, Kevin. ArcSeedKits.com, they are a sponsor of ours, but they have heirloom, you know, non-GMO seeds. And they have them in these packs. And I think if you use discount code Ranger, I think they give you, I think it's 10% off. Mm. I'm not sure, but except they have things that are already discounted where that doesn't apply. Anyway, arcseedkits.com. Inside here, you can feel it. There's it's packed with garden seeds, you know?
It is. It's heavy.
I don't know how many. Yeah, it's, and they don't get their seeds from China either. So
yeah, lovely.
That's a good place to start. I just want to give them a plug.
Variation of different type seeds in here?
Yeah, they have different kind of kits. Okay. They've got, you know, home garden kits. They got more survival oriented kits. Ooh. It's all on their website. But this is a great company to work with.
Absolutely.
And I interviewed the founder there too. But whatever seeds people get, what should they start with in terms of your products?
We would start with our soil conditioner.
The soil conditioner.
Yeah, we start with soil conditioner, and then we would also use the seed topper and top dressing product.
Oh, okay, the topper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this the topper, is this the most nutrient-dense product that you have?
I would say that, yeah, it's probably the most nutrient-dense. Now, you can plant directly into that material with seeds, so you could put this in a seed tray and plant your seeds in the seed tray, and they'll grow.
Yeah. As a starter?
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
As a starter, it works very, very well.
Okay.
In fact, that's the farm in California. That's what they use the product for, is starting seeds.
Really?
Yep.
But then after the seeds start, you'd want to
transplant them into a larger pot.
Uh-huh.
So the important thing when transplanting anything so that you avoid transplant shock is that in the pot you transplant it into, you use a similar product, which would be our soil conditioner. So you would condition it with some sandy loam soil, and because the same microbes will exist in the soil conditioner that do in the seed topper.
I see.
So the plant feels like it's in exactly the same environment, so you're not going to have transplant shock.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want microbial civil war between the two different tribes of microbes fighting with each other.
They do fight with each other, yeah.
The good thing these guys
billions
have the bunkers. They
yeah,
need
right.
the bunkers
yeah,
for the civil war.
I know, we need some too.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, speaking of that, so if people put these products in their bunkers, right? So actually stockpiling this stuff.
You could.
I kind of asked you this question before, but like the soil topper, could someone buy 1,000 pounds of that and just put it away for a rainy day?
They can. Yeah. They could actually buy it in a bulk sack, a 1 cubic yard bulk sack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's delivered on a pallet.
The giant, I think those are called Gaylords too, aren't they?
Yeah, they call them Gaylords.
Gaylords.
Or super sacks, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the best way. And that way they have it and they can use it when they need it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, wow. Well, this is really exciting. I'm sorry to kind of nerd out on you.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, we're on the.
I wish I wasn't covering any financial news, any political news. I would love to just grow food and grow plants all day, but other things intrude into our lives.
Sure.
But this is the most fun: is growing plants and growing sprouts and making smoothies. And the resource that you have here, because I care about clean food.
Sure.
This is amazing because it's wildcrafted compost and compost tea and everything, and it's fun.
It is.
It's fun to make compost tea, and you can teach other people around you about it.
Exactly. Share it with your neighbors and friends, and it doesn't really take much. I mean, like I said earlier, we can provide you with a whole kit. If you have your own bucket, we can provide you with the pump and the hoses and the mix.
So you have that all together as one thing, like
here's
the compost tea kit
yep.
minus the bucket.
Yes.
But then people have to drill a hole and put in the spigot.
Yeah, they'll have to drill a hole. We'll provide the spigot for them.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, they have to drill a hole there, and then in the lid they'll drill a hole and there's a little hook
Put
in it underneath so that the bag will immerse into the liquid.
Or they could buy it with the bucket
from you. Yes, they can buy it with the bucket.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, if people can't drill a hole, they're really in bad shape anyway.
If they can't drill holes, they're in trouble.
you're in trouble, yeah. Yeah, if you think drilling holes is hard, try growing food. Yeah,
no kidding.
In any case, no, our audience is super capable. They'll be all on top of this. All right. What else do people need to know that I've neglected to ask you about here?
I think one of the most important things about our company is that we are giving back to help veterans and adults with disabilities. I've been dedicating the last 6 years of my life to helping those who've served our country and are standing up for our freedom. And that's why we called it Patriot Green, because we're patriots. And so 10% of all of our sales go back to helping veteran causes. We're also giving jobs to them as well. So when they're returning home from service, we have veterans that have a lot of skills.
Absolutely.
You know, they can be electronics experts, they can be equipment operators or mechanics, or they have all these various skills, and they come home and they have a tough time finding a job.
That's right.
So we want to give them jobs, give them purpose, give them new careers. Sadly, 22 a day are killing themselves, our veterans. It's just unimaginable. It's terrible. So we want to give them a hand up.
Well, I'm so glad that you do that. And that's a major donation. You said 10%.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, enhance the name, patriotgreenproducts.com.
Yes.
That's website, folks. You can check that out. So here's what I'm going to do, Kevin.
Okay.
I'm going to take your advice on the compost that you already gave me. I'm going to mix it with my own soil, and I'm going to grow potatoes and carrots and kale and things like that.
Right.
And you tell me what recipe to follow, I'll follow it.
All right.
And then I'm going to bring those bins. I'm going to do those in these bins that we have that I do the hydroponics.
Sure.
I'm going to bring those bins in here and show people the results.
Okay.
Good. Over the next 90 days.
Absolutely.
How about
fantastic.
That?
Fantastic. Yeah. Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can bring you back and we can harvest potatoes.
Together.
Yeah. We can make mashed potatoes or something.
<There you go. laughs>
We might need a sink or something, but
we
make some French fries here.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah. So you just let me know what to do. I'll follow that and share, what I'm finding with people.
Okay.
And here's another big issue that people are freaked out about right now.
Mm-hmm.
mRNA in the food supply.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, I know that that's mostly, animal products, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the animals are being injected with mRNA vaccines starting now. It's happening now.
Crazy.
And there's no requirement to alert people about that. So you might be going to the grocery store soon and buying beef or chicken or pork or chicken eggs or whatever, hot dogs. And it might have, it's from animals that have been injected with these mRNA, gene altering vaccines. It seems to me like they're going to expand that into everything, not just animal products. They could put it in celery at some point, right? They could do RNA interference technology in grocery vegetables or fruits.
Right, exactly.
It's just one more reason to grow your own food, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. They won't be able to do it with certified organic foods.
Exactly.
So I would recommend if you are going to buy food at the grocery stores, buy certified organic food. Now, when you go to a restaurant, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, none of our products will ever have any of that in it.
Of course.
And so we recommend that you also go to farmers markets.
Yep.
CSAs. Farm to table programs, CSA right. programs. Yeah. Yep. Start a CSA program in your own community.
Let me mention something else that I think is on a lot of people's minds because of East Palestine and mm-hmm. the dioxin fallout that is happening there. The EPA ran some dioxin right. tests, and they confirmed there's dioxin fallout in that area. Mm-hmm. And you probably know because you listen to my podcast yes. that we're purchasing dioxin testing. It's a gas chromatography mm-hmm. Interface for one of our triple quad mass spec instruments. So we're going to be testing foods for dioxins. I'm told we're going to find dioxins in all animal products, but not necessarily veggies.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't bioaccumulate in the veggies. There could be trace amounts on the fallout,
sure.
but the bioaccumulation happens when the cows eat the grass that has the trace levels.
I see.
So it might go from femtograms to picograms or nanograms up, you know, in the cow's milk, for example, or in the cheese. It can go into micrograms, much higher concentrations. However, since dioxins aren't the only thing out there, there's a lot of fallout of, right. you know, chemtrails.
Yes.
Like what's fallen out of the sky, right?
Yeah.
It's another reason to grow your food in clean soil and also to consider growing it in a greenhouse, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. And interesting you mentioned about the chemtrails because probably 15 years ago in California, you know, we're doing tons and tons of lab work on compost and it kept coming back with very, very high levels of aluminum in the compost.
Yeah.
And I was working on a park project and the lab tech said to me, well, I can't recommend this compost because the soil that you're going to amend with it is high in aluminum.
Yeah.
And I said, where's all this aluminum coming from? And he said, well, it's prevalent in California soils. And I said, but you know, I understand chemistry enough to understand that there is no way that this aluminum is inside the plant. There's no way that it was bioaccumulated inside the plant because the soil would have had to have been so acidic to make the aluminum get inside the plant. It was on the leaf surfaces.
Well, I mean, see, that's interesting. I don't know. But I mean, we definitely see high aluminum in mm-hmm. everything.
Right.
Food, compost, you name it. It's only a question of how much.
Sure.
Right? I mean, even your compost has some level of, sure. of aluminum because it is in soil, but mm-hmm. it's a lot lower than other, you know, polluted compost, let's say. But it is everywhere.
From the spray, though, because, you know, I was thinking about where does the compost, where is it originating? And it's from tree trimmings and things that have been exposed to the sprays.
True.
So it gets on top of the leaves and then they cut it, take it to a compost facility, so it's in there.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. And, you know, we've interviewed Dane Wigington. I'm sure you've heard his interviews.
Yes, I watched that interview, yeah.
And he talks about that, the aluminum spraying, the chemtrails, mm-hmm. and the fallout, and the alteration of the soils to the point where the young tree seedlings cannot survive now
right.
in the region where he lives in California. There are no young trees.
Toxicity issues.
Which means that the current trees that are still yeah. there, like that's the last generation of those trees
yes.
in California.
Sad. Very sad.
I mean, it's like eradication of life on our planet.
Yep, it's them trying to control the climate.
Yeah, and weaponizing weather.
Exactly.
Also,
yep.
you know, one more reason, folks, to take charge of your own food. Look, you know, because again, you hear my podcast, but you know, the reason I got backyard chickens is just so that I could force myself to learn how to raise chickens
yes.
and care for them and harvest eggs and protect from predators and do all these things. Because I knew there's going to come a day when that's a life-saving skill.
Absolutely.
And I think yep. the same thing is true in plants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks, we all need to learn how to grow plants and how to harvest our own food. If we don't, you're going to be behind the curve, or there's going to be a day where, you know, the grocery store shelves are empty and you're sitting there going, okay, whoa, pull the seeds out of the closet and start yes. planting them. And you're already behind the curve at that point.
Exactly.
There's a lot to learn in this.
Yes. That's why microgreens are really good because they only take 9 days to grow.
True.
And it's pretty difficult to make a mistake. If you use the wrong mix, you could make a mistake. But, you know, you can harvest this every 9 days and it's providing
yeah, true.
You with some nutrition.
This stuff can keep you alive while you're planting seeds of
exactly.
other stuff. And then by the time you can harvest potatoes, you're going to be sick of microgreen salads.
Mike will give you his smoothie recipes. Right?
Yeah, no, right. You're going to have to... Because if you eat broccoli sprouts every day as your
right.
as all your food, you're going to get sick of it real fast.
No kidding.
It's great on top of things, but you know you got to get some carrots
real
and potatoes.
Vegetables.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Absolutely. Yep.
Or some people out there shoot a wild hog, you know, and have like wild hog sausage.
We have those in
with
Texas.
With their sprouts, you know?
Yes, sir.
At some point. Okay, well, what are you growing in this, by the way? Do you do much
I'm like the back. I'm like the mechanic that doesn't fix his own car. He's too busy helping everybody else. Oh, no. The truth is, I built a raised bed garden in our backyard. Yeah, we're growing multiple vegetables right now, and they're in seed trays in preparation for going into our raised bed garden. So we're getting ready right now.
Okay.
Yep. Good. And we store food, a lot of food.
And so you're hands-on with this stuff,
yes,
too.
Yes, hands-on. Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah.
Really good.
It is fun.
It's fun. It's hard work, but it's good therapy too. You feel great after
100%,
doing it.
100%. Yeah. You have contact with the soil. You're watching things sprout.
Exactly.
And then you're getting to eat live foods. Mm-hmm. Get to enjoy all the health benefits of all these nutrients. You know, it's amazing.
Nothing more exciting than seeing that little sprout come
out
of the soil.
I love it.
From a little dead seed.
100%.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
Well, okay. Look, I want to thank you for what you're doing and for giving us this demonstration. The website, folks, is Patriot Green Products. And I just want to explain to people again, as a disclaimer, this is not a sponsored segment. What you've given me is some free compost, mm-hmm. and maybe you'll give me some more, which is fine, but that's it. Like, so there's no payment here. We're not an affiliate. We don't earn any percentage of sales or anything like that. But I think that Patriot Green Products has solutions that can help you grow food and make it clean. And this, I think this is a critical skill for where we're going. Absolutely critical. So I want to wish you the best success.
Thank you.
Your website's going to get hammered after this interview goes live, by the way.
That's a good thing. We'll be ready. We have a whole team ready to
Okay. They better be. They better be ready. And then, folks, if you're watching, take it easy on his team. have some patience, because it's springtime. Everybody's going to want these products. So give them some time to answer the phone, return emails, things like that. But if you can get this into the hands of thousands of people who are watching this, you're going to help create a clean food revolution across America. That's what we need.
Amen to that. Yeah. And as I mentioned, we have partners in Florida and we have partners in California. So we've pretty much got the whole country covered.
Excellent.
For supply. So we're in good shape.
Okay. So then I want to invite you back in a couple of months.
Yep.
I'm going to start the kale. How about this? I'll do kale and carrots.
Okay.
And let's see, with using your recipe and your material, and then I'll bring the bins in when you come back.
Okay.
And you know what? I'll take pictures along the way.
Okay.
So we can show people what it's looking like. And let's just, let's put it to the test. How about
that? Let's do it.
All right. That sounds good.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thank you. And thank you to your audience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our audience loves this. Okay. So folks, the website again is patriotgreenproducts.com. If you want some garden seeds, arcseedkits.com. They are a sponsor. Use discount code RANGER to save money off of that. Get your seeds, get your compost, get your water supply all squared away, get your greenhouse going. I mean, we're either going to have to grow food or go hungry, I think. And wait till they have a digital wallet system, Kevin, where they limit your food purchases.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They've done that in Venezuela.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want to do it here as well.
They do. They do. You'll be limited to like a starvation diet, 1,500 calories a day. That's all you get. Yeah. And it'll be processed garbage calories.
Absurdity.
You have to grow nutrition if you want to live. Man.
Absolutely.
That's what I think.
And it's not that difficult. So
true.
We'll give you the guidance you need to make it happen.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you again.
And thank you for watching. Mike Adams here on Brighteon.com. And I love this stuff. This is like, I'm like a kid on a playground with all this stuff. This is amazing. I can't wait to put all this to use. And I hope you join me in that. Let's grow food like crazy this year, okay? Thanks for watching again. Mike Adams, Brighteon.com. And Kevin Fretz from PatriotGreenProducts.com that also supports veterans. Thank you for watching. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you. simply because I want like-minded people to survive.